On today's show, GM wants to test autonomous cars in New York City. Toyota reveals a couple of fuel cell concepts. And is the end of the internal combustion engine right around the corner? All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Last week, we told you about how Cruise Automation, which is owned by GM, is making impressive progress with its Level 4 autonomy. The company is currently testing autonomous Chevy Bolts in San Francisco and says the city is the perfect proving ground because of its absurd driving situations. But now Cruise is ready to tackle an even more daunting driving environment. It's applying to operate self-driving cars in New York City. Semi-autonomous systems have been tested in the state, but this would be the first time a fully autonomous vehicle would be tested in New York. Cruise says 1 minute of testing in San Francisco is worth 1 hour of testing in the suburbs. So we can only imagine testing in the Big Apple will be even more invaluable. And in related news, GM's president, Dan Amen, told Reuters that the company has what it needs to deploy a large-scale fleet of autonomous cars, and it likely won't make any more acquisitions. He hinted that we could see the self-driving cars around 2021. Amen also shot down the idea that GM will spin off its autonomous business and says it's better to have all that, quote, capability under one roof. Wow, there sure are a lot of cars and trucks on planet Earth. Ward's Auto reports that at the end of last year, there were 1.32 billion vehicles driving around on the planet. That was up 4.6% from the year before, and it's double what it was 20 years ago. In fact, Ward's reports that sales are on pace to double again in the next 20 years. The United States is home to most of those vehicles, about 271 million of them. China has 194 million vehicles, but that number is rocketing upward. It added 100 million in just the last 6 years. With traffic congestion already a major headache in so many places in the world, the thought of having twice as many cars on the road is decidedly unappealing. Looks like autonomous cars, ride-sharing, and passenger drones are going to arrive just in the nick of time. Still to come, Toyota reveals a funky fuel cell concept with over 600 miles of range.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
While some are skeptical fuel cells will become a viable option in the marketplace, Toyota is not giving up and is showing off two new concepts powered by the technology. The Fine Comfort Ride is a four-door, four-passenger vehicle said to be a new form of the premium saloon. Highlights include wheels that have been shoved to the outer corners thanks to the use of hub motors, seats that can be arranged in a number of different settings, and a large display screen at the front. But it also looks like the windows can be used as displays as well. While the concept has a range of about 1,000 kilometers or 620 miles, I think it also shows one of the limitations of fuel cell passenger vehicles. They're not small. You need all that space for the fuel cell stack, a battery, and the storage tanks. The Fine Comfort Ride is nearly 16 feet long and about 6.5 feet wide. But fuel cells do make more sense in commercial trucks and buses, like Toyota's Sora concept. It has two stacks, two motors, and 10 storage tanks and still has room to seat up to 78 riders. It's also focused on safety with V2V and V2I communication, a function that automatically steers and stops the bus to leave as little gap as possible between it and the bus stop, acceleration control so passengers don't go flying when the bus takes off, and 8 cameras that can warn the driver of pedestrians and bicycles. Toyota plans to launch a fleet of 100 fuel cell buses in 2018 that are based on the Sora, which stands for Sky, Ocean, River, Air, just ahead of the 2020 Olympics. Is the end of the internal combustion engine right around the corner? With several cities and countries announcing they're going to start banning piston engine vehicles in the next couple of decades, the future does not look bright for those engines. Moreover, many experts are predicting that sales of electric cars will really start climbing around 2022, which is when they're expecting EVs to reach parity with ICE cars. Now, industry analyst Michael Robinette from IHS Market tells Autoline that after 2021, not a single automaker has plans to develop new piston engines. They will continue to improve the engines they have, but will not design all new ones. Well, former Ford CEO Mark Fields has landed a new gig. He's joining private equity firm TPG Capital to become a senior advisor on industrial deals. And coming up next, we'll look into why his former company is losing favor in the investment community. Just a few years ago, Ford looked like the most stable U.S. automaker. But after firing its CEO Mark Fields earlier in the year and losing favor with Wall Street, Ford is falling behind its crosstown rival, GM. On last week's Autoline After Hours, our guest talked about why the investment community is behind GM and not Ford.
When you compare General Motors and Ford, look at the two of them in the last couple of years. A few years ago, people were saying when the GM ignition switch recall crisis was out, will Mary Barra even make it? Well, that leadership team, and it's not just her, it's her, Mark Reuss, and Dan Ammann, got through that. They got through that fairly well, and all of a sudden, they're kind of put up on a pedestal, not at the Elon Musk level, but for people who are really into business, people are looking at them and going, okay, they did this. They've got some pretty good products out there. They're looking good. Ford a couple of years ago, well, Alan Mulally was the leader there. Mark Fields had a very difficult act to follow, and Jim Hackett is a great unknown. I mean, is he another Alan Mulally, or is he somebody who's coming from a different field? Well, I'm not asking that question. I'm saying that's what investors are saying. Mm-hmm. They're wondering, is this a guy who is really going to take them there, or is this a guy who has some vague ideas? And I came away from listening to that presentation not really feeling like I knew anything different about where Ford was going from the presentation Mark Fields gave last year at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. GM is definitely hot at the moment. Mary Barra is a clear rock star CEO. And the previous rock star CEO in town was Alan Mulally. So all the magic has shifted over to GM. And it's not smoke and mirrors. They are executing. Mm-hmm. They have higher profit margins than Ford. They are farther along in electrification. They have a extended range electric car on the road today. Ford's will be coming in 2020. You know, they have an actual plan. And they're being rewarded for that. Mm-hmm.
You can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or just look for it on our YouTube channel. Speaking of after hours, be sure to join us for an all-new show tomorrow afternoon. Our special guest is Swami Kotagiri, the Chief Technology Officer at the supplier Magna. If you have any questions about its technology, just send them our way to viewermail@autoline.tv. That's tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on autoline.tv. But that is it for today. Thank you for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.